is a very, very famous sefer called the Torah Tamima. What is the sefer Torah Tamima? So the Torah Tamima points out in his Hakdama, he's a son of the Aruch HaShulchan, Rav Baruch Levi Epstein. So the Torah Tamima points out that we know that Torah was given over as Torah Shebichtav and Torah Shebaal Peh. And point out the Torah Tamima that while we know that there is certainly a connection between Torah Shebaal Peh and Torah Shebichtav, typically there's always been a little bit of a bifurcation, a little bit of a split between the world of Torah Shebichtav and the world of Torah Shebaal Peh, certainly in the way that it's learned as well as in the way that it's often taught. The goal of the Torah Tamima is to try to merge and close that gap. So in the Sefer Torah Tamima, but the Sefer on Chumash, and the goal of the Torah Tamima is two main sections. The goal is to quote from the Talmud Bavli, Yerushalmi, Sefri, many of the Midrashim, to quote Al Seder the Pesukim, the different Ma'amari Chazal that were commented, especially, and it's a very, very helpful Sefer, different Ma'amari Chazal, which were found commenting on that Pasuk. And that way, even as you go through Chumash, so you're able to look and to see the primary sources, a lot of the Bavlis, Yerushalmis, and Midrashim that are relevant to the Pesukim that are quoted there. That is one section of the Torah Tamima. Under that in the Torah Tamima are his own original sort of comments and suggestions as far as what Pshat is in many of those Ma'amari Chazal. Of course, Rashi already quotes those Ma'amari Chazal, but here the goal is to give you the actual Ma'amari Chazal with some commentary underneath. It is not an exhaustive or comprehensive sefer. He's not giving you every single comment by Chazal on that pasuk. That Rav Nachum Mendel Kasher, a sefer called Torah Shlema, tried to do in a more extensive way to give you access to everything. The sefer Torah Tamima is a very, very popular sefer. You can find it in about any base medrash. Many people adopted like learning it. I'm going to say that the Lubavitcher Rebbe and some others used to learn it. That sefer lie. It's a good chazara. If you don't know the if you already know the Ma'amar Chazal, as far as what's found there, it's a good. If you don't know, it's also good to reference some of the Gemara, some of the Midrashim that are found on that particular on those pesukim. Okay, I believe I have a friend who once pointed out that if you look at sometimes the English and Hebrew Wikipedia pages of different things, you can find stiras between them. Okay, if you look at the English Wikipedia page, I believe this is true. It was pretty early this morning, but I think they presented as a very standard sefer Torah Tamima. And it's a very mekubal, very mekubal sefer, and Kal Yisrael v'chulei. On the Hebrew Wikipedia page, so you have some of the ha'aras that the sefer actually is a little bit controversial. And the sefer Torah Tamima is one that has been subject to a variety of to some critiques. The Torah Tamima does write that he, you know, working this for a long time, a lot of different sources. There are those who claim that sometimes he quotes things without properly attributing to who the author exactly is. There are those who claim that sometimes even when he quotes things, it can be somewhat difficult to be positive that what he quoted is the exact Mar Makom. Rabbi Yoshua Munshine, who was a big Talmid Chacham in Eretz Yisrael, did a lot of work in different Svarim, points out that he holds that Ratzisi Lahavi L'Idiyas HaRabim, it's important people know, Kein L'Stamich Al Amar B'Svarim Shabal Torah Tvima, Filu HaDvar HaMuvam Etzlo Mipiksavam. It's always important to look at the sources. They are not always exactly reliable. This became sort of a big kind of a debate, how much to rely on it or not, and its type status. In fact, there's an early sort of short, probably 20 pages or so, a booklet called Sicha Tamima, which is a person who was asked by the Torah Tamima to be the editor of the Sefer, that claims, seems to be like a little bit of an intense kind of a work. He was asked to be the editor, he went through and he found thousands of mistakes. Some of them were incorporated, some of them not. It definitely is a little bit intriguing. Okay, the Sefer, though, still is most assume a very, very reliable and very trustworthy Sefer with some wonderful, wonderful Torah. Torah Tamima gets quoted by Rav Avadya Yehuda Omer, gets quoted a couple of times by Rav Moshe Negris Moshe, gets quoted by Poskim a lot in Torah Tamima. One of the interesting things about Torah Tamima, I want to give an interesting part of it, and then to give an example, is that Rav Kasher in Torah Shlema, in the 26th volume, on page 288, Rav Kasher points out that there is something that sometimes what the Torah Tamima will do, he does this fairly often, is if he has a kasha in a particular sefer, particular Ma'amar Chazal, he will claim that there was a ta'o sofer. There must have been some sort of a scribal error in recording what exactly took place, and therefore he sometimes fixes quote-unquote, particular gemaras and the like, calling it a ta'o sofer. One case where this comes up is a topic which is, I guess, relevant to being in Eretz Yisrael, which is the status of learning the Hebrew language. To what extent is that considered to be a mitzvah? To what extent is that considered to be valuable? In general, there's a lot of ambiguity, because the Rambam in Mishneh Torah never quotes such a mitzvah to learn the Hebrew language, but the Rambam in Perush HaMishnayos, in Perush HaMishnah, in Perkei Avos, when the Mishnah says, be careful about a mitzvah kala, so one of the Rambam's examples of a mitzvah kala is learning Lashon HaKodesh. Points out many achronim, there seems to be something interesting. In the Sifri, as well as in the Yerushalmi, so the Sifri Yerushalmi tell us, Mikan Amruk Shetinuk Maskel Azaber, when a kid begins to speak, Aviv Medaber Imo Belashon HaKodesh, the father speaks to the kid in Hebrew, Umalamdo Torah, and teach him Torah. That's what you have in the Sifri. The Gemara Bavli, however, does not have that line about learning Hebrew. The Gemara in the Bavli in Sukkah, Membeis, just says, Katan Hayodei Ledaber, when a kid begins to speak, Aviv Malamdo Torah v'kriyashma, and doesn't mention anything about Hebrew. Points out many of the achronim lechora, that's where the Rambam never quotes a mitzvah to learn Hebrew, because the Rambam point understood that even though the Sifri and the Yerushalmi mention an idea of learning Hebrew, if you look in our Gemara Bavli, you find no reference to mitzvah to learn Hebrew at all. Torah Tmima points out in his Ara there that he once wrote a Maimer on Lashon HaKodesh, where he points out he thinks there is a mitzvah to learn Hebrew. What about the Bavli? The Bavli doesn't mention anything about learning Hebrew. So he says this kind of an idea. He says, it must be that just like in the Sifri and in the Yerushalmi, it says to learn Hebrew, Mistama, that was in the original text of the Bavli also. And the Bavli also, it should have said really to learn Hebrew. For that reason, he maintains there is in fact a mitzvah to learn Hebrew. So Sefer Torah Tmima is a very, very important sefer to be aware of. It's very important to be aware of where the basic Gemaras are all quoted. He has some ideas that are very, very famous in some of his Ha'aras, There are those that questioned whether everything was always quoted accurately. Now, when you're writing a sefer where you're collecting from everywhere before the era of Bar Ilan and things like that, and search engines obviously required an enormous amount of bikkias, and obviously it's understandable, as Turkey himself would write, that there are a variety of mistakes that may have crept in. But different people have different perspectives on the exact sefer. There were Gedol Yisrael that very much valued the sefer, Gedol Yisrael that were a little bit safer. But in our world, it tends to be, at least in the fire world, I mean like 2022 or Klak Shuri, tends to largely be a very makubal sefer to rely upon to get some of the basic ideas there in Chazal. But sometimes this idea of the Toh Sofer becomes something which he relies upon often. Obviously, Toh Sofer would happen in eras before a printing press. When you'd write things down, there'd be mistakes. He tends to evoke it fairly often, and a variety of, and definitely there are from that think that he invoked it too often, and that really it should not have been quoted as frequently, whatever. But certainly a wonderful sefer to be aware of, the Sefer Torah Tmima on Chumash. Again, the Sefer Torah Shleima is an aberration of that, which is lots of Mamre Chazal. But if you ever want to go through, especially let's say you learn Baba Kama and Baba Metzia, and you want to go through Parsh Mishpatim, and it's good to see just all the Gemaras that you learned, how it connects to the Psukim. He definitely does a great job of closing the gap between Torah Kitab and Torah Shemavah. Okay.